Slide 22. This concludes Lecture 4-1, Introduction to CPOE, where it was discovered that CPOE is part of a clinical information system. As a computer application, it automates the ordering process. CPOE has an assortment of attributes and functions with lots of different users. It is not limited to medication orders, but also includes consultations with other providers, laboratory services, imaging studies, and other auxiliary services. CPOE has ties to clinical decision support systems. Use of CPOE should not be pursued in isolation from other technologies. Entering orders in a system without providing clinical decision support during the order entry process is likely to have limited benefits. Let's now move on to Lecture 4-2, Aspects of CPOE, where the major value to adopting CPOE applications is described, the common barriers to adoption identified, and the potential impact CPOE has on patient care safety, quality and efficiency, and patient outcomes summarized.